Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk In. You know what? I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have We Lift Job Search Center Executive Director Sue Wilson. Jack McGonigal with Sue Wilson with We Lift Job Search Center. And Sue, you guys have a Linking Families and Teens workshop coming up, and tell the listeners a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so we are really excited to team up with a nonprofit that has been really doing amazing work for almost 30 years. That nonprofit is called Eyes Open Iowa. And they are really, their vision is a future where everyone is knowledgeable and empowered in control of kind of their own conversations, whether they revolve around sexual health or drugs or preventing pregnancy, whatever it may be. Really, their goal is, how do we start getting families to talk again? And so this is very near and dear to my heart. It's very near and dear to the people we serve at We Lift, our community. We have a lot of kids that turn to social media for answers to questions about anything. We have a lot of parents, if you watch on social media, asking questions and advice to other people on social media, which is all fine. But we have people that are experts in some of these things. And so I really think we need to get the family unit talking together again in their own homes and creating relationships with one another that make families a safe place to talk about hard things like preventing pregnancy, what is good sexual health, drug use, mental health, and how it all plays into parenting and teenagers being teenagers.
And yeah, how important and vital is it at that age to, you know, get the resources they need to get through these, major life-altering things?
Well, you know, brain development doesn't completely happen till early 20s. So we are asking our 13 to 19 year olds to navigate life, navigate disappointments, watch a polarized community and state and country, and watch what's being posted on social media. Their eyes are glued to screens, whatever platform they choose. ChatGPT can diagnose anything now, accurately or not. So we've got to get our kids with trusted adults and creating relationships so conversations can take place and conversations can happen. And those conversations can be the basis of really good communication. And I think the biggest thing on both the teenager side and the adult side is, how do we instill confidence in our teenagers to stand up and say to the trusted adult, like, I don't know what this means. Right? I don't know what THC is. I don't know what condoms are. I don't know what this is, but this is what social media or my friends are telling me. And I just want the truth. Right? And so I think our teenagers are stuck in this area where, what is truth on whatever topic? Because they have so many places they can go and try to find it. But I don't think those sources, nothing will ever replace a really solid relationship with a trusted adult that knows their values, their thoughts, and their feelings. And it is a positive relationship where really open conversations and hard conversations can take place.
Absolutely. So you guys do have an event coming up in June, and just talk a little bit about that here in town.
Yeah. So our event, it's a one-day event, Saturday, June 20th. It will be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Lighthouse Community Center, right there across from our Warren County Administration Building in Indianola. It's really open to anybody. And we are it's open to 30 youth and their guardian, their parent, a trusted adult. So the parent or the guardian or the trusted adult, they have to attend from 10 to 4, just as the youth attends. We'll have sessions together, and then the adults will stay upstairs and get facilitation by experts upstairs while the youth go downstairs and the teenagers get instruction there, and then we come back together. There'll be a ton of snacks. Lunch will be provided, and all participants get a $50 gift card to be used how they want. So we are excited about the event. This is one of the first events we've ever brought to Warren County, Indianola, like this before. We are just really, really passionate about building strong family bonds. And so I think we get sometimes in a point where the parent and the teenager, they're nervous how to bring up topics. They're scared. The teenager doesn't want to disappoint their parents if they ask about sex, because the parent may then get upset. Like, why are you asking about this? Well, it's just a lot of times knowledge. And so we're excited for this event. Like I said, we are bringing in experts to do it. Eyes Open Iowa, that's the nonprofit we are bringing in to facilitate all of this. And so we are just really partnering with them. We're providing the space, and hopefully our community will really jump on this opportunity, because family connections and the power of it being positive can stretch through our teenagers' entire life, physical health, mental health, their engagement, their volunteerism, their service, absolutely every aspect of their life.
And how can folks register and get questions answered if they have more as well?
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's on our website. So it's just weliftjobsearchcenter.org. There are flyers around town with a QR code. Always call our office, 515-962-5017. Otherwise, they can always email to weliftdirector2006@gmail.com. And anyone is always welcome to come see us in person. We are right across from the A&W on 92 at 106 East 2nd Avenue in Indianola. But again, this is open to whoever is interested in it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sue. We really appreciate the time, and we hope you guys have a great turnout and people learn a lot of things and connect families in a stronger way.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Once again, that was Sue Wilson with the We Lift Job Search Center discussing their workshop coming up in June. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.